Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. This morning's essay is a piece in praise of surgery. What? Little Eddie Holohan, who gets woozy when he enters an emergency room? Little Eddie Holohan, who has fainted while donating blood? He's writing something positive about a medical procedure? Here's the deal. I have two new eyes. Well, not new, just a whole lot better. I was one of those people who resisted getting cataract surgery for years. My doc at the Vernon Memorial Eye Clinic started seeing the cataracts almost 3 years ago, and every time he mentioned that one day it would be time for me to fix them, I thought, well, here's another provider selling me a service. No thank you very much. Each time I went in for the next appointment, he would let me know that my cataracts were getting denser, browner, and tougher. More selling, I thought. All this time, my night vision was going to hell. The moon had halos, and the streetlights had halos. All those road signs were a lot blurrier, and I was blinking a lot, trying to bring everything back into focus. I had no idea that everything, and I mean everything I was seeing, was tinged with a yellow-brown coating. I had no idea that blue wasn't greenish blue and that red wasn't sort of orange. When Mary would point out that my assessment of an Uno card's color was a little off, I would fume to myself. Hey, I'm the son of a painter. I know my colors. And then I would insist on the veracity of my perceptions that the color I was seeing was the true color. Oh, brother. Finally, my eye doc said, the surgery is only going to be more difficult. Success rates decline, recovery will take longer, and complications are more common. So I relented. I signed up. At my introductory appointment with the eye surgeon, after my pupils dilated, he scooched up on that little roller stool they sit on, took a look into my eye, and he said, Ed, I'm guessing your ophthalmologist has been recommending surgery for about two or three years. Hey, what could I say? It was clear to everyone, and finally to me, that I needed the surgery. As he talked back and forth with the technicians in the room, they were noting the specifics of my cataracts. At one point, the surgeon said, quite dense here. And the technician said, unusually dense? I said, what did you call me? So we all chuckled, and then he said, he's just normally dense. The surgeon said, did you fill out the questionnaire we gave you about what you want your new lenses to do? Now, the questions were trying to ascertain whether I wanted to improve my distance vision or my close vision, or did I want a different lens in each eye? That was, I could lose my glasses altogether. That's when it hit me that the questionnaire was assuming that the patient, me, wanted to get rid of their bifocals, that the patient was looking to stop wearing eyeglasses every day, all day. I said, Doc, I want to keep my bifocals. They're part of me. I just want to see better. He got a big smile on his face and said, great. That's great. We'll have you out of there in 10 minutes. The procedure took exactly 12 minutes. It's amazing. So here I am, a week after the second procedure, they do your eyes 2 weeks apart, still giggling at how bright the world is, still amazed at the intensity of colors, stunned at the whiteness of the clouds in a dazzlingly blue sky, looking out the windows every night just to be sure the halos are gone. I drove home from a meeting in Toma the other day. It was just before sunset, and it was raining hard. It had been years since I would have attempted such a thing, but I wanted to put my new eyes to the test. The rain splash sparkles on the windshield were gone. The world was gray, but a brighter gray. Raindrops were just raindrops. I can't remember the last time that was true. So if you're wondering about whether to have your cataracts done, my answer is a resounding, unequivocal yes. Emphatically yes. Make the appointment, get the surgery, just do it.